writings on the wall. Watch the writings on the wall. Look at it speeding by. Let me tell you a story. In the corner of 147th Street, used to be an entrance to a yard. A grand concourse, they used to call it. And then it was real bombed hard, real hard. At the end of the time, when the galaxy couldn't rhyme no more, most of the static in the universe and its proto-acids just couldn't handle all of the tragics. Seven deadly sins were born. These were the horrors. One of them was called Scab. The other horrors were called Fletch. Noxious. These particular horrors used to gamble with cards. There were 13 of them. At the time of the Big Bang ejaculation of the universe, better known as the transversus, time stood still until the God pulled his dick out. That womb known as the second biblical virgin, stolen from the Duchess as through a hysterectomy, was scattered throughout the puzzle known as time and space, when dark matter, dark, darkest matter, the dark, darkest of matter, became one solid pole in the universe. Did anybody ever tell you that it was written on the trains? It was a gigantic book. The tree called Lux. Spelled L-L-L-U-Z. This was written by the rabbis, being a bone of Jesus Christ. This bone was supposed to be mythological. It's mine. I stole it. I was just a little bitty baby.
In time with the rhyme. In the back of my mind.
Horrors spin the galaxies like turntable buzzing like a bee. You know, infamy and his story is history. Now, if you know its story can be a planet called God, you know that the Ram, the LL, seem rocks hard. As I flip through the dictionary, I hit a thing called Grimm's Law. It states that all phonetics made for Indo-European dramatics can cancel themselves out if there's too much rhyme in its pattern. Now, as all languages come down to the boiling of the year 2000, it's called 000 for a reason, because the number will be two. Letters off the wall. The letters are off the wall.